Welcome to the New Testament reading of Scripture this week. I know the lectionary talks about chapter 6, verses 25 through 37, but I want to back up to verse 22 because the subtitle in my Bible is Jesus, the Bread of Life. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, chapter 6, verses 22 through 35. The next morning, back across the lake, the crowds began gathering on the shore, waiting to see Jesus, for they knew that he and his disciples had come over and that the disciples had gone off in their boat, leaving him behind. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. When the crowd saw that Jesus wasn't there, nor his disciples, they got into the boats and went across Capernaum to look for him. And when they arrived, they found him, and they asked, "Teacher, how did you get here?" Well, read a letter edition, Jesus replied, "The truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you saw the miraculous sign. But you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking eternal life that I, the Son of Man, can give you. For God the Father has sent me for that very purpose." Then they replied, "What does God want us to do?" Red letter edition, Jesus told them, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." They replied, "You must show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What will you do for us? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they were journeying through the wilderness. As the scriptures say, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." And in another edition, Jesus said, "I assure you, Moses didn't give them the bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives you life to the world." "Sir," they replied, "give us that bread every day of our lives." Verse 35, red letter edition, Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry again. Those who believe in me will never thirst." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.